Facebook has a vested interest in making sure that the people using Facebook are real people. The site is, or at least tries to be aggressive about weeding out and fake accounts and also spamming accounts. That's something that you used to see more in the early days of Facebook, but I don't know if you've noticed now, there's very few of them actually. And it's one of the few networks that I'm aware of that's been pretty successful at this sort of thing. And the nice thing about using Facebook comments is that when you are making a comment on a website that uses a Facebook login, it also ties back to your profile. And so your friends see what you've posted. Also, others who come into the Kansas City Star's website at kansascity.com can read a commentary that's actually tied to you as a person. And that, for one thing, I think really raises the level of engagement, and it makes people more responsible about what they post. And also, it usually makes people a little bit less forthcoming about some of the abusive behavior that they're afraid to do if somebody knows their name.
Is that part of the reason why you went to this kind of system, because of the things that people were writing?
With no question. I think that the whole concept of anonymous misbehavior on the internet really is a 1990s kind of mindset. It's something that I think is long passé, and it was without question over the past 9.5 years I've been doing this job, the number one complaint I've ever had about the website. Nothing even comes close. I cannot tell you how many people since the switch has been made to the Facebook comments have talked to me to say, I used to hesitate to click into stories many times because I just didn't want to see the nastiness. And the types of stories that would draw that nastiness were many that you would see, especially sports rivalry stories could get really awful. Stories about successful women was another magnet. You just wouldn't believe how quickly sometimes it would turn to a personal insult. Another really common thing used to be, anytime a story about an accident, particularly involving a teenager, were to run on the website, that would instantly draw all sorts of nastiness. And editors made a very wise decision years ago that stories about human tragedy, accidents, crime, that sort of thing, would not host comments at all. Because really, when you think about it, what of value are you going to be able to say about something like that? As a private citizen who's involved in a wreck, it's very sad, but you can't really add anything to that dialogue.
What about topics like race, religion, politics? Did those topics also draw negative responses?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, those stories would sometimes have to have the comments disabled because things did get out of hand. And the great irony of that is those are the things that I think a lot of people, particularly journalists and pundits, would argue are where we need to be having conversations. And I think a lot of people want to really work through some of these issues in a civil way, but you just couldn't keep the bomb throwers out, especially in the anonymous age.
Now, the nastiness that you saw, do you think this is part and parcel of a society where civility is really an issue right now? I mean, you see that everywhere.
I do, although it's my personal viewpoint, coupled with a lot of my education in topics of social discourse, is that we've all sort of had a little bit of willful ignorance to how civil society has always been. There's always been a seedy underbelly of incivility. And if you want to go back to some of the pamphleteering that was done in the early days of the colonies, and if you wanted to look at what newspapers were like in the late 19th century, for example, you might not have had the exact vitriol that you see in online comments, but you still had some extremely intemperate things that were said very frequently. And so I think that anonymous internet comments have enabled that to get a lot more prevalence probably, or certainly a greater visibility than it had had in the past. But it's always been there. The analogy to writing on the bathroom wall is a very true one. It's just how many people are going to see that bathroom wall versus a site like kansascity.com that has, a million unique visitors. That's a huge canvas for that random nasty remark to get a lot of eyes.
What about critics who might say, not being able to be identified is an important aspect of providing commentary, allowing everybody to engage in a dialogue, and this might fly in the face of reader engagement?
I understand that to a certain degree, but it's not as if there are no other venues out there for that. Anybody can create a Twitter account that wants to. Anybody can create a free blog. I do think that the age of the anonymous internet commentator, as I said earlier, is really an artifact of the 90s. It's time to grow up and to move past that.
So what's been the initial reader reaction to going to a Facebook platform as opposed to anonymous comment kind of method?
It's been almost universally positive. There have been some people who have expressed very legitimate concerns about creating a Facebook account because, as we've seen, Facebook cannot it can be a bit secretive about what it's using its user data for. And so there are some people who are saying, I don't want to give Facebook my identification or my identity. I understand that completely. And there have been some people who are upset basically that they can't go in and call people names. And, you know, I think that, quite honestly, the star is better off for not having those voices around.
Well, Derek Donovan, thank you for being on KC Currents.
It was my pleasure. Thanks.